This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's the start of the hour, second hour of transmission. In 30 minutes, we got Paul Watson, who folks just love on the show, of PrisonPlanet.com, my website, to go over the 20 smoking guns of 9/11 and the White House trying to block these papers being released and their own minions acting like there's some type of fight between them and the new whitewash commission. Also, more on the fires out in California, the bombings in Iraq, the Terry Schiavo case. An esteemed doctor, scientist, says Schiavo likely victim of some kind of trauma from the evidence. There needs to be a criminal investigation. There's no statute of limitations on attempted murder, whoever might have done that. We'll talk about Mr. Schiavo and Larry King Live. I have the transcript of it. It is disgusting. I couldn't make myself watch it. Again, I don't watch much TV these days. I mean, I haven't watched 2 hours probably in the last month. I mean, I just don't. I need to start watching, and I'm missing a lot. But you guys keep me up to speed on it. And we're going to have open phones in this hour. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Jeffrey in Louisiana, you're on the air, sir.
Hi, Alex. I'm here to give you a brief report on the John Birch 45th Anniversary Conference. Your friend William Jasper gave a speech in which he pointed out how the UN Earth Charter has been sabotaged to the point that the supporters are now having to admit that they are more socialist and are exposing themselves as quote, left-wingers, end of quote. Other speeches in that meeting included...
But, sir, that's part of the false polarization, as Bush and the militarism is made to look right-wing when it's a unit of the UN banker agenda. They now polarize over to the left, making neo-communism the answer to the neo-fascism of America.
That's exactly right. And, of course, William Norman Grigg and others are pointing out how the transfer of our industry to Red China and the immigration into this country are being used to destroy the middle class.
Total treason right out in the open. And if you like NAFTA and GATT, they're about to give you a lot more of it.
Absolutely right. Now, as far as the Iraq situation is concerned, what we're seeing is a communist-style attack similar to the Algerian revolt in the 1950s, where the communists destroy what looks like their own targets in order to terrorize everybody and then set us up for the downfall and demoralize our troops.
That way there's a total breakdown, and then the more people will rebel because basic services have been broke down. Let me bring in the motive for the bankers to be behind this, though. People keep saying, well, everybody said it was about oil, but they're not getting any oil out of the country. I said up front it wasn't about oil. It was about restricting that oil supply, creating artificial scarcity there in the biggest oil reserve in the world, locked up. It's about weapon sales and using Iraq as a base of operations. They need an excuse to keep a military dictatorship in there so they can invade all their neighbors. And then I go back to the other question. Could it be the Chalibis of the world, the puppets they put in, wanting to go ahead and kick out their bosses so they can run Iraq themselves? What do you see happening?
Well, in connection with that, you notice that Vladimir Spitoon arrested the president of Lucas Oil Company on a tax charge and shut him up in prison because this guy from Lucas Oil was financing more liberal, I mean libertarian type parties in Russia, and Vladimir and his FSB bunch didn't want that, so they
that happened 2 days ago.
That's right. So you notice the Kremlin is reasserting its totalitarian control.
And they also went after Boris Berezovsky, who exposed that Putin carried out the bombings, and that is a fact.
And that's why he's in jail. And at the same time, I'm convinced that those fires in California were deliberately set. And so
they popped up in dozens of locations. The question is, who's setting them?
Well, I think that whoever is setting it is doing it to first of all, disrupt our air service. Second of all, disrupt San Diego, which is a military site. And three, cause a diversion of our resources. While in Louisiana, we have two socialists running for governor out of the 18 socialists.
Yeah, it's a big diversion, big distraction from all the different corruption information that's coming out. Anything else, Jeffrey?
That's about it from right here.
All right, thank you. More calls, more news, straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks. We're live. It's the 28th day of October 2003. We're now 1 hour and 8 minutes and 20 seconds into this transmission against tyranny. I'm going to take some more calls, and I'm going to go straight into more of the news on Terri Schiavo, her husband, on Larry King Live, propagandizing. A doctor says Schiavo likely victim of some kind of trauma from the x-rays he's seen, the spinal scan. That's all coming up. More on the fires, more on the bombings in Iraq. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Robert in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, Robert, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You hear George Riley this morning.
I heard some of it. What was going on?
Seahead Professor Boyce from University of Illinois is on there.
Okay.
And he's got George, he's got impeachment procedures against George Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Ashcroft.
Well, I was for the impeachment of Bill Clinton for being a traitor, and I'm certainly for it for George W. Big Government Bush.
And he's got it in the international courts, too.
Well, see, that's the problem. You go to the international courts, that gives them legitimacy. We see this in England, where they don't have any rights anymore, so they go to the EU. The EU actually gives them good rulings, but on the wrong precedents to make the EU look like the arbiter of decency and honor. And that's a very serious tactic they use, Robert. Okay, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Manuel in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, sir.
I got here so much for free speech, so much for morality. I'm going to read you a caption here. We had a Halloween parade. Anti-abortion minister bows out of parade, float called offensive. And the Reverend Grove says he plans to take York City to federal court. I'm going to jump straight into the good stuff. Bruce Mersch said he did not have a parade permit, but said that he was marching in front of the parade and that the streets are a constitutionally protected public forum. But Whitman said that's not exactly so. The fact that he's marching up and down a thoroughfare that's blocked off for a parade that requires permits falls under a different set of regulations. Reverend Grove said the city restricted his free speech based on content, calling the move unconstitutional. Also said that he was singled out. No other float was held to the same standard, even though they were replete with violence. Included in Grove's float was a display called Baby Parts for Sale, a garbage can full of doll parts covered in red paint resembling blood. You still there?
And I guarantee you, and I've seen stuff like that at Halloween downtown here in Austin, I guarantee you if it was just a ghoulish display, there'd be no problem with it. But because it was a Christian, we see selective enforcement. Go ahead.
There's more. It gets better. Grove and his 15 supporters, ranging from young children to a retired nurse, dressed in operating room scrubs, representing abortion doctors, Grove described as serial killers. The van was covered with three large pictures of aborted fetuses with captions, Hitler's Holocaust and America's Holocaust, abortion, silenced approved choice cuts, and murder should not be a choice. I'm going to show people the truth and horror that goes on in abortion clinics. You see, this is too real for them. Grove sued the city last year in federal court for denying him his civil rights by confiscating his abortion literature and photos. He said that he will most likely amend his suit to include the city's latest alleged violation, refusing to allow him in the parade with the photos.
Well, let me break this down, and then you can comment further, Manuel.
Sure.
Look, there was a case a few months ago out in a town in Arizona, a pretty good-sized city. I think it was Mesa. Yeah, it was Mesa. And a man stood out front of the city council with a sign talking about how the Patriot Act was taking freedoms. That's all it said. Patriot Act equals tyranny. And then it had the name of one of the council members who was voting to, you know, keep the Patriot Act. And they came out, and the police said, "We're going to arrest you right now, buddy, if you don't get out of here." And he was standing on, you know, the public sidewalk. And he said, "Go ahead and arrest me." And then the police balked. And then later he threatened to sue. The city council had to apologize. But here's the point. Here in Austin, if I get a sign, and I try to walk down, say, Congress downtown, maybe a block from the Capitol, and I've seen it. Police will walk up and say, "Do you have a permit?" Now, yeah, it's called the First Amendment, folks. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment
exactly.
of religion. Let me read it. I'm just going from memory here. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the press or the people to peaceably assemble or to petition the government for redress of grievances. That's all of it.
That's
and so
permit.
In Russia, in China, in Mexico, You can't go out and protest. They'll come arrest you. But in America, you can. But they started this thing out just like gun permits 100 years ago. Oh, just come down and pay 30 cents and so we know where your parade's going to be so you don't block traffic. Now, certainly, if you're going to block traffic, you're going to have a parade, which isn't a protest or a demonstration. Certainly, they could argue so you don't block the road, do that. But if they're having a parade, then you have to let anyone in once the general parade has the permit. But to be on the sidewalk or in front of a government building, and this is the precedent, they can demand no permit from you. It is absolutely illegal and unlawful, and all the precedents say that, and they know that. And in state court, the state police 2 years ago lost, what, $300,000+ for three plaintiffs. They had people out there protesting. Well, they had a group of disabled activists protesting. They were arrested for being in front of the governor's mansion. They weren't blocking a road, weren't blocking the driveway. They were just right there on the side protesting. The state police arrested them under orders of the governor. Next, it was anti-death penalty people. They arrested them. Then it was some other group of pro-lifers. And they all lost $100,000 lawsuits. So they know they can't do that in a free society. And right here in Austin, I got friends who'll go stand and follow the federal law, you know, 200 feet or whatever from the abortion clinic. The police will still come and arrest them. And, you know, this is our free country.
Well,
so what do you say to that?
Well, this group still, they went downtown and they stood on a major thoroughfare and they got their message out. But the point is, they weren't allowed to march in front of the Halloween parade, which isn't this, come on, man. What type of doublethink is this? A Halloween parade? And oh, not only that, I talked to people on the street. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it. I talked to people on the street, and I actually caught people telling me, oh, how offensive. I saw the pictures on his truck. I couldn't believe it. They're so trapped in the matrix that they live in a culture of death, and then when they see this culture that they're living in, wallowing in, this filth, it's like they're shocked. I mean, come on.
Well, no, that's the nature of doublethink that Winston talks about in 1984, because, I mean, look, we'll all be outraged over the collie. The last time, and I now have the news article on this, four years ago, the collie, the mascot of A&M in College Station in Bryan, died, and they 3,000 people showed up at the funeral that was crying. I looked up the old articles that was crying, all this. Well, the new articles are the same, freaking out, people not going to school, convulsions of fear because the dog dies. But when a cop dies, that many people don't show up. Or when a citizen gets killed by a SWAT team, no one shows up. So the point here is it's a sick, twisted, paganistic, warped culture.
Exactly. You know what they say when 10,000 people die? It's a statistic, and when one dies, it's a tragedy.
Yeah, that's backwards of what the converse of what Stalin said. He said, when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 dies, it's a statistic.
Yep.
You know, we talk about Hitler killing tens of millions, Stalin, Mao. You know, these numbers just don't compute, but they're real numbers, folks. And the same people that ran these monsters run this system that they're creating today.
I guess abortion is good.
I mean, Pat Robertson endorses Arnold. You're an evil liberal if you're against Arnold because you're homosexual porno mag.
Here the cops ran out. They said you can march on the sidewalk, but you can't show the signs. Well, so much for free speech here.
Oh, really? Anyway. Why? Because they're offensive?
Oh, yeah. The signs are offensive on a Halloween parade, especially. Wow.
Yeah, all the blood and gore and the demons and the rest of it.
All it says is thou hast slain the children, Hitler's Holocaust, America's Holocaust. Well, it is a Holocaust, hello.
Do me a favor. Email that to tips@infowars.com. I want to post that.
I don't have computer access, sir. That's the problem.
Now, somebody will send it to me. Hey,
They will.
Hey, what do you think about the bombings in Iraq? Who's behind that?
You know, I'm not so sure. I thought things were going to calm down, but it looks like they're not going to, and I think maybe that's purposely done. Maybe they want to keep the continuous cycle going.
Well, then they can't allow an election, can they? Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Thank you very much. All right, let me jump into news for the next 15 minutes or so. Then we got Paul Watson joining us on the broadcast. We'll take some more calls on the next segment and more calls for our guest as well. So everybody stay there. Let me go ahead and get into this news. Brain damaged woman, husband speaks out on TV, USA Today. And isn't it interesting that now it's brain damaged woman on CNN and in USA Today, whereas a week ago it was woman in coma, vegetable. But see, millions have now been to PrisonPlanet.com, where we put all the video clips together, some of the stuff the lawyers didn't want you to see, by the way. They're denying some orders there. You ought to go look at it at PrisonPlanet.com for yourself and look at the woman supposedly in a coma. Brain damaged woman, husband speaks out on TV. Tampa, a Florida man seeking to remove his brain damaged wife from the feeding tube that's keeping her alive, said Monday that his in-laws have set out to block his actions because of money and influence of conservative political causes. Wonder who they're talking about. Who picked up the cause 2 months ago before other people interviewed her on the network? I'm not tooting my horn. I'm showing the power of this broadcast and the power of you right there that made the phone call, that called into the talk shows, that sent the faxes, that sent the emails. I'm talking to you. I want you for the fight against tyranny. You got the power. You, right there, look in the mirror. In his first interview since the latest round of legal moves in the case, Michael Schiavo said on CNN's Larry King Live that he is fighting to end his wife's life because her wishes have not been kept alive artificially, not on paper. He doesn't. It's pure garbage. And you go on to what he says, the family just wants the money. And the family shows that, no, it's Michael who's wanted the money and sent them offers to let us kill her, let us get rid of her, and we'll give you some of the money. And this is 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Multiple letters, the family said no. And the family sent all that to Larry King Live days before, and he refused to talk about it. But what's wrong with this picture? You read the article and it says, Florida man seeking to remove his brain-damaged wife. Now it's just, we're going to kill those that are brain-damaged. Their eyes are open, looking back and forth, mumbling at people. Now, she's just paralyzed, folks. She's not even brain damaged. I looked in that woman's eyes. There's a fire of sentient life there.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. We're here live and, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We go out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as GCNLive.com. Global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 93.20, and at night 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 68.90. About to go to John, Ray, Ann, and others. Then when Paul Watson comes on, before we get into 9/11, I'm going to throw these articles out at him. The Terry Schiavo case, get his take on that. Biometric borders coming, your national ID card. Also from the National Geographic. So this is from their website, now part of NBC. In our high-tech world, machines track personal records, see through walls, and screen facial features. Will electronic surveillance mean better security or an end to privacy? They go on to admit they're going to have blimps looking through our walls, and already do, and no freedom, and boy, we're going to go over that. Also, police plan national database of children at risk of abuse. See, now they're going to put in factors, and you're all going to get CPS visits without even anybody calling in a report. See, we're all on probation, basically. And Mark was just popping in my ear with some info. What was that, Mark? Okay, let's talk to John in Michigan, then to Ann and others. John, you're on the air.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir.
I have the honor of hosting Sandra and John and Harry up here during the summer, the last two summers, and I live a few miles from Michael Moore. The last couple of years, I've been giving him information off of your site, Joyce Riley's site, here at Greg Palast's site. He has gotten this Senate the bill 727, the MK Ultra information from. I gave him death in the air, Dr. Horwitz.
Let me go back to the last hour. Mel Gibson Icon Productions is paying millions of dollars for Michael Moore to produce a 9/11 film that points the finger at Bush. The Bush White House is freaking out, according to the Associated Press. And I know for a fact Mel Gibson and his family and Hutton Gibson have seen all my films, or many of my films, I should say. Hutton's seen them all, Mel's seen some of them. And to know that, and I knew that patriots were educating Michael Moore. This is getting really interesting to show the power of the people. Go ahead.
I gave him the book, Dr. Horowitz's book, and to have him look at the MK Ultra program with Columbine. Told him that he was a little bit offline there. And
did you give him any 9/11 info?
Oh, your site, Joyce Riley's site, just the max of it. I did have the tape. I don't know where it is. A lot of people have passed it around, but he's fully. This has been 2 years I've been doing this. I've been personally handing it to him. And he's very receptive to it. He grabbed Dr. Horowitz's book, and also in that book, there's a program up in Idaho, I believe, the Navy has, a secret program.
Hey, do me a favor. It's hard to get a hold of Moore. Let me put you on hold and give you my internal number at the office. I want to get him on the show. Will you
okay.
help me do that?
I'll do that. John knows who I am. He can.
No, yeah, you went fishing with John. I remember he told me about it.
Yep.
And John said he went right by Michael Moore's house.
Yep.
Yeah, Michael Moore, you know, his head's getting screwed on a lot straighter. He's waking up. I mean, look, Mel Gibson is funding his 9/11 film, folks.
That's called Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yeah, Fahrenheit 9/11, yeah.
So,
kind of a takeoff on Fahrenheit 451 or whatever it is.
There's hope, Alex.
He's making a hardcore film with, like, I think it's, what, $3 million of Gibson's money.
Well, there's got to be substance there, I guess.
Well, I know for a fact that Gibson saw My Road to Tyranny a year and a half ago.
I think Michael's seen 9/11. I've asked him about that. I'll try to get him a copy.
Moore told you he saw Road to Journey?
Yeah.
This is blowing me away, folks. I mean, again, it's our power because of you making the copies. I mean, I have Cynthia McKinney run up and hug me and say, you woke me up. And I'm like, get the camera on. But we got some of it, which he says is, you know, a great film and all this stuff. But that's in the new video. But I'm not tooting my horn. I'm saying we can affect change, folks.
You just have to be honest and give the documentation, and they'll do the research. I've given them rolls of that information off every site I have. So vaccination's the whole issue. He's got the whole package.
Deprogramming the leftists, and that enrages the neocons.
Well,
I can't tell you how many hippies I know here in Austin that now own assault rifles.
That's the end of that.
Absolutely.
Well, I've also told him about the chemtrails up here. He's very aware of all that stuff now, so he's getting open. His eyes are opening up, and then views will change when that happens.
No, I know. He came to Austin and gave a speech, and he was attacking the Democrats, talking about the New World Order, the Republicans. It was hardcore. You watch Bowling for Columbine, which you really made 2 years ago, you know, produced it. He's definitely changed a lot since then.
Amen to that.
All right. Thanks for the call. I can't completely trust him, but all right, Ann and others, we'll get to you soon. We got Paul Watson coming up and throw out about five stories, get his take on it, and take a few calls and get into 9/11 before this hour ends. And coming back, I'm going to quickly plug Matrix of Evil. No one's going to see it if you don't get it. No one's going to know the truth. No one's going to see Ron Paul say that people that believe in global government run Washington unless you order the video and make 50 copies and give them to people. And if you do that, it will hurt the New World Order very, very badly. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I know for a fact Gary Busey, in two separate episodes of I'm with Busey, and he is a wild guy, but he is Christian, plugged 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Police State 2000, said, quote, "You got to get it." I know that the Gibson family watched the films. I know for a fact the Dixie Chicks woke up because of listeners giving them the films. I know for a fact that my videos have gone to almost every member of Congress, and I've talked to many of them who've seen them. I'll call up to get somebody on from a state house in Louisiana or Arizona who's doing something good about the New World Order, and they go, "Oh, I'm doing this because I saw your videos." Cynthia McKinney, to my face, told me she woke up to the New World Order because of Road to Tyranny. Again, this is what you've done. We make the videos. We plant the seed. You water it. Put sunshine on it. It's having a massive effect. But if you haven't gotten the new book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, that I published, written by Paul Watson, you're crazy. It's 1995, 330-something pages long, full of, I don't know, 50-something diagrams, pictures, photographs, flawless bibliography, very well documented with URLs to all the documents. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift when you buy one copy. My book, A Descent into Tyranny, about government-sponsored terror and the New World Order, excellent. 200-plus pages full of diagrams, documents, news articles. Now, it's only $12. And then there's the videos, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, The Takeover, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, the Tex Marge videos I carry, Fritz Springmeier books, Then, but you're only authorized to make copies of my videos. Other people don't do it because it's not mine to say you can do that. Matrix of Evil, my newest video. Okay, it's done, folks. It's amazing. The intro alone is the best intro we've got to any video. It's absolutely incredible. Matrix of Evil exposed. See excerpts from three of my latest speeches. Watch Congressman Ron Paul talk about world government, upcoming depression, new world order. Some of the best minds in the country coming from different sectors of the political spectrum combined in this film to expose an intricate web of deceitful wickedness controlling America today. Matrix of Evil contains footage from speeches and conversations with Alex Jones, Congressman Ron Paul, Colonel Craig Roberts, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, and others, which include what I get trying to eat a pizza, an oven-cooked pizza during the break. I had some crush in my mouth and inhaled that. Man, that was painful. Oh, now I'm back. Oh, thank you. Some of the best minds in the country coming from different sectors of the political spectrum combined in this film to expose an intricate web of deceitful wickedness controlling America today. Matrix of Evil contains footage from speeches and, again, conversations with Ron Paul and many others. How the private banks control the military-industrial complex, expert analysis of the Patriot Act, the latest police state developments, globalist financial policies pushing America and the world into depression, how the neoconservative movement controlling the Bush administration is nothing more than a Trojan horse for a big government agenda of ivory tower social engineers, posse comitatus, martial law, the latest revelations concerning cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, cell phone technology, DARPA surveillance, the end of posse comitatus, getting rid of attorney-client privilege, getting rid of juries, the federalization of local police and governments, and much more. Government-sponsored terrorism, gun control, political assassinations, September 11th cover-up. Most importantly, Matrix of Evil is chock-full of solutions. All the dynamic people interviewed for this film agree that there is a massive awakening taking place in America to the criminal activities of the global elite. The film is full of documents and archival news clips, runtime over 2 hours. You need to have this video, $25.95. Get three or more of any of my 10 videos. They drop down to $20 a piece. Make the call right now. Join us in this historical fight. 1-888-253-3139 to get Matrix of Evil, Ordered Out of Chaos, you name it. 1-888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our secure online shopping cart, or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We're having a huge effect. Keep it up. Push it over the edge, and we can stop the globalists from carrying out more terror and going to the next level that, believe me, none of us want to see. Very close to absolute bedlam and the type of propaganda they're putting out on their little TV shows like 24 and Threat Matrix. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson, then we'll go to Ann and others. Paul Joseph Watson, thank you for your fine work, and thanks for coming on the show today.
Always a pleasure, Alex.
Paul, the power of taking action. You got involved with your website, Propaganda Matrix, what, 2-3 years ago? Millions of people read what you post. You're just one guy who started a website a few years ago. Examples of how we can fight this thing and things we can do and your analysis of what we're facing.
Well, yeah, as you said, I started the website 2 years ago, and I get a lot of emails, people asking how they start websites and things like this and what is the point in it. Well, the fact is that when I started that website 2 years ago, now August 2001, I mean, basically I was getting 30 hits a day for the first 4 months. Now I'm getting 20,000 hits a day, and that's just in 2 years. So the amount of interest that you can build up just from starting a single website is amazing. So, I mean, that is the main plank of what we can do to fight the New World Order, to create our own platform, in a sense, because there are thousands of people out there that are willing to jump on board and listen to what...
Well, take InfoWars, depending on what month. 8 million hits, 2 million individual users, 2 million different people, and then we've got Prison Planet that's about a year old. It's now getting about half that many hits. I mean, look, we're having a massive effect. And again, simply creating an alternative, an analysis forum, that is an incredible engine to change minds, and we're taking over the territory of the media. They're panicking. What do you see them doing?
Well, in some senses, the lower level rungs of the ladder on the media are, in fact, taking all their information from the alternative website. I mean, this article that I put out probably a year ago now, which we're going to talk about later, going into some of the evidence, 20 smoking guns of September 11th, that basically got cloned, I think it was by the Philadelphia Inquirer or something, which is the biggest newspaper in Philadelphia. They basically took that article, took the bones of it, and added their analysis on top of it. So we see that our voice is so strong and so consistent that some of the media, in their attempt to maintain coverage, because we know a lot of people are losing interest in mainstream media, they are in fact turning to the alternative media and replicating the information that we're putting out.
They have lost, and I'm talking about cable too, it's not going to cable, total, they have lost about 45% of their news audience in the last 3 years, and it's getting worse. People are leaving, they're turning the TVs off, they're going into the analysis, they're going into the chat rooms, they're going into the video clips online. We are smashing them.
Well, anyone can just go to Google and type in September 11th, and basically half of the entire first page that you'll get is about how 9/11 was carried out by the government. So to that level, I mean, everything you take a look at is infiltrated by the truth, basically. And, I mean, that's why you see the pattern of most mainstream news websites, well, some at the moment, but all have plans to do so, is that they're all going to a subscription basis where you have to pay to read their articles.
That way we can't do analysis, show flashbacks, show their lies.
Yeah, which is why it's necessary to archive everything, which is what we try and do.
Absolutely. Now, Paul, we've got some callers here, but I want to throw out some news items at you and just get your take. The Terry Schiavo case, Michael Schiavo went on TV, spewed a bunch of propaganda that can easily be disproven. We've got now a doctor, prominent doctor, coming forward. Let me read this to you. Doctor says Schiavo, likely victim of some kind of trauma, CNS News, one of the most important battles in the fight over the life and death of Terry Schindler Schiavo has been the professional opinions of dueling medical experts, but the Schindler family has found a new ally in the battle, one it did not seek out, in the person of the famed New York forensic pathologist, Dr. Michael Badden. We got to get him on. And it goes on to say, it is extremely rare for a 20-year-old woman to have a cardiac arrest from a low potassium with no other diseases, Badden said Friday on Fox News channel on the record with Greta Van Susteren. Extremely unusual unless she has certain kind of diseases, which she doesn't have. They go on to the bone scan report showing that she had multiple bones broken, consistent with being beaten up and strangled brutally. Paul, this isn't very good for the pro-death crowd, is it?
Just a few days ago now, I got all the videos together and posted them on Prison Planet, showing clearly that Terry Schiavo is responsive both emotionally to her mother and consciously to various stimulus that they set up with the experiments that they do. And yet still, and I noticed this just with the British media, but then obviously it's gone worldwide. We had reports out of the London Times and BBC stating that Terry Schiavo had been unconscious for 13 years, which is obviously not just a journalistic error. It's a blatant attempt to skew the whole debate, because the video has been out there for a long time, showing that obviously she's not comatose and she's not been unconscious for 13 years. She's very much awake. And of course now we have the liberals and the ACLU, the useful idiots, have all come out and jumped in. The pro-death crowd, as you said, they've all jumped in on the side of Michael Schiavo in the face of these top pathologists that have come out. And we've got that CNS news article today pointing out that it's virtually impossible for a 20-year-old to have cardiac arrest where no other diseases are present, and as you said...
Well, it turns out day one the doctors were writing up reports that Michael got custody of her, tricked the family, and then blocked the release of that from ever coming out. I mean, folks, this has the makings of, you know, a mystery special on PBS or something, a whodunit, and you add all this together, then he claims, well, the family just wanted the money. Then they have letters from Michael's lawyer years ago saying, hey, we'll pay you off to let us get rid of her. So, and Larry King Live, though, wouldn't address that, would he?
No, and Chavo obviously has friends in high and useful places to carry this out. And I mean, the original medical fund that Chavo was awarded, because obviously she was misdiagnosed about a decade ago, and they got this $1 million fund which was allocated to her in damages. And Michael Chiavo's contention is that was all spent on lawyers and everything, and it's impossible for that amount of money to be spent on lawyers, basically. And obviously there is a financial motive for him to kill her. And I mean, we had the reports coming out that he was going around telling people, when is that, you know, expletive going to die? So
she was eating food 10 years ago sitting up. He would freak out and say, none of that, don't even brush your teeth. Don't brush that bleeper's teeth. All right, shifting gears, then we'll get into 9/11 and take Ann and others' calls that are patiently holding. The bombing in Iraq, 35 dead, several dead U.S. soldiers, hundreds wounded. Paul, the motive here, we don't know who did it, but your take on it, in the pit of your stomach, what do you think's going on with this, these four bombings in Baghdad yesterday?
Obviously, it's a pretext to get the UN to come in and have some sort of major involvement in the administration of the country. But the major question that I ask with all these bombings is, why do suicide bombers carry Syrian passports if it isn't a staged event to link those suicide bombers with Syria? And we've had the previous bombers who mysteriously and conveniently carried Iranian passports.
Well, it's like magic passports falling out of two of the airplanes as everything else is vaporized at 9/11, and cars found with dossiers saying, I did it at the scenes, and leaving Korans and saying, we're going to kill people tomorrow at topless bars.
And then we had the bombing. I mean, it's hard to keep up with the particular bombing that it was, because they happen every day, but it was two Sundays ago where there was a bombing in Baghdad, and it was a suicide car bombing, and the driver, eyewitnesses reported that the driver of the car was not of dark complexion. He was not an Iraqi, he was not a Middle Eastern.
And that was
white.
The Associated Press. An hour later, it got edited out.
Yeah, it actually got removed from all the original articles, as we highlighted on the website. So, as regards who is actually carrying out these bombings, well, the cases that we examine with the eyewitness reports that see the actual suicide bombers, they say that they're not Muslims, they're not of dark complexion, they are white people. So again, we ask who's carrying out these bombings in relation to the whole history of Manchurian candidate mind control. And
we've also got Chalibi, the Iranian torture expert convicted of stealing $300 million from the ally Jordan. We got this guy bragging 2 days before the UN bombing that, oh yeah, the UN's gonna get it, ha ha ha, comments.
Yeah, missile attack, the UN bombing, they had prior knowledge of that. The missile attack, which occurred on Saturday, reports came out about that they had prior knowledge. I mean, there were headlines in the New York Times then, they had prior knowledge, and then mysteriously 2 hours later the headlines were changed to reflect the latest bombing. And so we have all this prior knowledge of the targets being covered up as well.
What's the motive for more bombings?
Motive for more bombings is to create a Vietnam-type situation. We've had these top military analysts coming out and saying that it is now a guerrilla war, and so obviously the motive is to paint America as the bad guy, get the troops to withdraw, get the UN to go in, and then we can have all the American troops go off to die in another war in Syria and Iran.
Exactly. The UN comes in as the savior, as the good cop. I put that question out, you answered it perfectly. And at the same time, some of these bombings are different little factions in the ruling council fighting with each other. Some of it is indigenous groups, some of the shooting, some of the hand grenades, but when you got these big, you know, four bombings in 45 minutes of each other, also some say, well, the oil isn't flowing. Where's the motive for that? Again, it artificially makes the price higher by not having it flowing. That's how they control things. So we're seeing this monopoly developing. Paul, when we get back, we're going to talk to Ann in Texas, and then we're going to get into your 20 smoking guns of 9/11. But just give us a few of the top smoking guns of the hundreds that are out there that you think are most important.
it's interesting to look at the latest smoking guns that have come out, and in a sense we need to preface it by giving a warning, because there's a lot of disinformation. As is often the case, when people get burnt out about one particular topic, like 9/11, when it's talked about so incessantly, you get a lot of attention seekers who get fooled into peddling wilder and wilder theories about what happened. And we have given some attention to these strange flashes of light and missiles attached to Flight 11, Flight 175, and I even go into that a little bit in Order Out of Chaos. But people are beginning to take this to the extreme in saying that the planes, particularly Flight 175, the second plane to hit the World Trade Center, was in fact a hologram. And these people mainly base this on footage looking directly up at the South Tower, which shows a man at a table drinking coffee when the North Tower was already on fire from the first hit. Shows the plane entering the building and people asking the question, why doesn't this man react? And then making the case that it was a hologram, when in fact we have the other footage which shows the plane exiting the building and catching fire.
Exactly. So we've got to stick to the stuff we can prove, and that is just massive. We'll be right back.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. All right, folks, we're back live, and I forgot to ask Mark during the break, is Ann still patiently holding from Texas? Okay, let's go to Ann in Texas. Ann, you're on the air with Alex Jones and our guest, Paul Watson. Go ahead.
Well, there's a couple of things that I wanted to mention to you, Alex. First off, quick question. Do you remember the movie Men in Black, where they were looking at the hot sheets, the tabloids? Well, it turns out that in one of the tabloids this past week, they were having a headline where Maria Shriver, whatever her name is, the Arnie's wife, was pushing to have her the Constitution changed so that her husband could become president.
Yeah, and, it's, and then the women get involved. Oh, you go, girl.
But actually, that's part, that was just something that I was bringing up. But really, part of the reason I'm calling is you're going on about the military-industrial complex.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me stop you, Ann, since you brought that last point up. Let's address that. We'll hold you over if need be, then address your next question. Let me tell you what they do at News of the World. They'll have 50 stories about raptors controlled by aliens in Iraq and space aliens and Bat Boy. And then right in the middle of it, here's the Chipsons. There's a government plan to put microchips in you. It's the official real news story that's been in 100 other major papers, but now it discredits that too. They do that in these tabloids. And yes, I remember seeing this about Arnold being a Nazi and in Robert Mapplethorpe's private collection in like 1990 in an Enquirer I bought. So they do that. They put real stories in with a bunch of garbage to then discredit the whole thing. And yes, Maria Shriver has already been pushing to have her to have the 22nd Amendment repealed. Paul Watson comments to this tactic. You were just because that's kind of a lead in to what you just said about people putting out wild conspiracy theories about 9/11 instead of focusing on stuff we can prove. Go ahead.
Yeah, we had the National Enquirer also talking about Gulf War syndrome, mixing it in with all the alien UFO stories, and then talking about Men in Black 2 and how these movies preempt actual news coverage. We had Arnold Schwarzenegger starring in films in the early 90s where he becomes President Arnold, and obviously we have films like Total Recall and The Running Man, so again, throwing it in our faces via these movies which mysteriously seem to preempt reality in many cases.
Well, it's like the Fox show where the Lone Gunman, where the secret government group hijacks the jet liner full of passengers to fly to the World Trade Center, and he goes, why? And he goes, for martial law. Go ahead, Ann. We wanted to comment on that.
That's okay. Actually, part of what I'm calling today is about just another plank in the globalist takeover is the way medical things are being handled. Just a lot of the public does not know that natural medicine practitioners, people who do things like massage, herbalism, they're actually not considered healthcare professionals by the government when you're talking about unemployment claims and other things like that.
And now they're trying to get you under the regulatory umbrella.
Well, in Texas, Texas massage therapists are required to be registered, and you have to take continuing education every 6 hours of continuing education a year in order to be able to continue with the registration. I don't mind saying, you know, have an educational requirement if you're going to be credentialed, but then they don't, insurance companies, who are funded by the drug companies, who are owned by petrochemical interests.
Well, they're publicly trying to ban over-the-counter vitamins, massage, naturopathy, all of it.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of it.
I'll tell you what, Ann. Let me hold you over to the next hour. Paul, we got 30 seconds left. You've seen them ban vitamins in England, haven't you?
Well, yeah, the EU's tabled a bill whereby over-the-counter sales of vitamin C, selenium, estrogen, things like this are going to be completely illegal. So again, alternative health industry has been censored for 20, 30 years.
Yeah, stay there, Ann, and we'll quit jumping over you. Just bringing up really good points that need to be addressed individually. Stay there. We'll come back to you, Ann, in the third hour, and we'll get into the 20 smoking guns of 9/11 and then take more calls. Want to talk about 9/11? Give us a call. Third hour coming up. Hope your station stays with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick.